Episode 67.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week, we continue our conversation about whether or not it's really possible to make money online. In fact, we take some listener feedback from someone who's considering supporting his family with an online business and wants to know if it's really possible. My answer may surprise you. Additionally, and along those same lines, we take a hard look at the Forever Affiliate Training Program that was recommended right on this very show only 8 months ago, and we talk to real listeners just like you about what their experience was and take their feedback and ask some hard questions. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Okay, I'm back. How great is that? It's only been a couple of days and I'm back on the mic, and that's because I went almost 2 weeks or just over 2 weeks without producing a show. My goal is to drop a show every Thursday. So to make it up to you, I'm going to try to get 3 shows squeezed in a 7-day period to get back on track. That'll give me an average of a show a week. Now, my goal is still to drop a show every Thursday. And I know that you want it, because when I don't drop a show on a Thursday, I start getting emails. And the longer I wait, the more emails that I get. Facebook messages, everything. You know, I'm surprised people haven't sent out a search party at times, but I appreciate that. It's very motivating to get that kind of feedback from listeners, and I really, really do appreciate that. Speaking of feedback, I want to give a shout out to Farnoosh. She left a 5-star review for the show. You'll recall that we interviewed her a couple of episodes ago, and she left me a review in iTunes. She says, "Mark Mason was made for radio or podcasting. I'm so glad I got to meet Mark and got to know him better. He's one of the most devoted podcasters with a pure joy for doing his shows and giving to his listeners. Thank you for that review in iTunes, Farnoosh." She knows how much those iTunes reviews mean to me and the show. They're huge as far as helping get the word out about the show. They increase my visibility in iTunes. And if you love the show, I would love it if you would hop on over to iTunes. You can find that way to get that review there by going to latenightim.com/iTunes. That'll direct you straight over to the iTunes review page. You can click on leave a review and do that for me. That would be huge. And I just want to say, Farnoosh has got it right on the money as far as the joy part. I really, really love doing the show. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, because I really love talking to you guys each and every week.
And now, it's time to hear what listeners just like you are thinking.
Late Night Listener Feedback.
Okay, so the first thing for today, this is very interesting, because I get these, you know, last week we talked about this guy who broke my heart like so many have before and told me he's down on his luck and he's looking for internet business as the way out. And we talked all about that last week and my advice for listener John. We've got another listener, and we'll call this guy, for the sake of anonymity, we'll call him KB. So KB writes me, he says, "I just signed up for your newsletter. listening to your podcast while I'm writing this message, and I'm new to all of this. My goal is to work at home on the internet. I've worked really hard to lower my financial needs in order to do this. My wife and I are completely debt-free. We purchased a home and spent the last 7 months remodeling it. Cars are paid for, no credit card debt. They have three daughters, age 11 through 14, and they so obviously they still need income, but they've positioned themselves where they could get by comfortably on something on the order of $3,000 a month. And the, but that's, you know, that's kind of what it would take for them to be comfortable. And so his question is, can this be done online? Can you put together niche websites that could earn this much money? He doesn't mind putting in the work, but he just wants to know if it's possible. So, and by the way, he's already got a site up. He sends me a URL and it's beautiful. By the way, it's a great looking site. So, so that's the first thing is I think this is a really legitimate question that everybody needs to feel like they know the answer to, right? It's, can you actually make money online, make a living online? I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Evidence is very clear that you can make some money online. So that, I don't think there's much question about that. I mean, you can look at the, you know, the massive experiment of the corn seller site that we've talked about many times here, where, you know, just kind of almost by accident, you can make a few dollars a month online. I think the real question is, the more interesting question is, can you really make a living online? And what's the formula for that? And I've got some observations about this. So the simple no-brainer answer for KB in his question is, you know, he asked the question, is this possible? Is it possible? And I will say absolutely yes, it's possible. It's clearly done. And in fact, the most transparent example that I can think of where this is done completely transparently, all out there for you to see, is Pat Flynn's security guard training headquarters site. He's making a couple, $2,000-$3,000 a month on that site. And, you know, that's real. And there's absolutely no question that that money can be made and that this can be done. So yes, it's absolutely possible. But see, I don't think that's really the question you need to be asking. Is it possible? Because everybody talks about the amazing success stories. I think that's one of the kind of the tricky things about this business is that if people build 10 sites and 9 of them don't make any money, but one of them is successful, people talk about the site that's successful and they don't talk so much about the 9 sites that didn't make a lot of money or any money or that lost money. They're not talking about that. And so, you know, the question is, if I'm a guy with a job and a family to support, does it make sense for me to count on internet marketing as a strategy for making money? I think that's the real question KB is asking, and this is an excellent question. So I think we can all agree that it's possible. The question is it likely? So a couple of years ago, and I probably should do this annually, I did an income survey of all my listeners. And in fact, I'll make the commitment right now that I'll get my virtual assistant to help me crank this back up. I did a survey of all the listeners of the podcast at the time, or at least, you know, all the ones that would complete the survey. And I asked them questions about how it was going. And one of the questions that I asked them is, are you making money? Have you ever made money? And the vast majority of the people that responded to this survey weren't making money. So listeners, people listening to my podcast, they were not making significant amount of money. And in fact, you could argue, well, of course not, Mark. That's why they're listening to the podcast. They're trying to figure out how to do this. And so, you know, the data is skewed in that direction. But my experience has been, and we're going to get into this when we talk about the next topic with Forever Affiliate, my experience has been that the vast majority of people, and I think it's at least 1 out of 10 people, and maybe it's more, that start off trying to make money online, end up not being successful. They start a website, or maybe they don't even get that far. they make a few dollars, or maybe they don't even get that far. And then eventually they get tired and quit, or they get distracted by this program and move to that program and then to that program. And by the time they get distracted enough times, they quit, or they move on to something else, or they don't have the right attitude to begin with and they get jaded and quit. You know, in whatever the situation is, it ends up that they quit, or they end up listening to the wrong people and they get ripped off and then they quit. But you know, one way or another, I think the failure rate of people who start off with some intention of building a business online and then are unable, the people that are unable to turn that into a full-time income is incredibly high. I really believe that's the case. I don't have extensive scientific data, but I bet it's 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 never reach that level. Maybe it's 1 in 100 that don't do that. So I don't know, but I really think that happens. On the other hand, there are people who end up doing this and making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, right? So the thing is all over the place. And I don't really think in that regard, it's too different than the entrepreneur who decides, hey, I want to start a small business. You know, the small business failure rate is whatever it is. You hear numbers from, you know, a failure rate of 50% to 1 in 10. It depends on how you count failure in small business, because a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't fail until they, I don't know what failure means. Just because you shut down one business and start another doesn't mean you failed. Sometimes it just means you've changed tactics. So I don't know why people think that it should be any easier to start a business online than it is offline. What is it about online business that people think that there ought to be some formula that makes it so much easier to be successful online than it is offline? Sure, there's this wild, wild west thing when the internet was new and a lot of people were having success very quickly and it was very public. But I don't know why people think that it should necessarily be easier to start a successful online business than it is to start a successful landscaping business in your local community. I mean, certainly the capital expenditure is less, as we've talked many times, but I don't completely understand why people think it should be easy. Certainly KB not saying that it's going to be easy. He's just asking me whether or not it's possible. And I think my answer is, yeah, it's definitely possible. It's not easy. And I would also say that it is not likely. But one of the reasons that the late night internet marketing brand exists and is named that is because I think the sensible thing to do, and this is uniquely possible with internet business, is to actually start your business part-time while you're still able to feed your family with your day job. And so I recommend to KB, if it's possible, at least in the beginning, you don't even need to ask that question. You don't need to wonder whether or not it's going to happen for you. You can just go out and do it and see it happen. And then when you feel like you've mitigated enough risk to make the switch from part-time online entrepreneur to full-time online entrepreneur, you can just do that based on the data for your particular situation. And that's one of the other things that I will say to you, KB, about this. Yes, it is absolutely possible, but it depends on what it is that you try to do, exactly what it is that you try to do, how good you are at it, how hard you work at it, how good your training is, or, you know, the people that you associate with. And there are so many factors involved that it's really hard to predict, I think, who's going to be successful and who's not going to be successful. The other thing that I will say to you is that if you have the right mindset about being successful and discipline, to go do it and do the things that you need to do to be successful, that increases your chances dramatically. And what you've told me about your financial situation, the way you've got your life in order, the way you're thinking about this, the way that you are, you have your family positioned financially, there's no question to me that you have your life together well enough to be able to run your own business, just from what you, you know, from the little bit that you wrote me in on Facebook. So I hope that's helpful to you, KB. My answer is yes, it is possible. It is not automatic. It might not even be likely, but I definitely think that if you manage the risk, it's something that, that if you're interested in, you ought to go off and try and do, because I do see these success stories. It's definitely possible.
It's time to get to work building your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right, so that gets us to our next topic. So this is a very, you know, these kind of things bother me. So this is a very interesting thing to talk about. So Forever Affiliate. So back in, gosh, I can't remember now, maybe February, probably. Andrew Hansen, great friend of mine, great internet marketer, one of the most ethical people that I know, fantastic experience in affiliate marketing. Since I started in the business in 2007, I've been following him the entire time. I know him very well. The quality of his stuff is amazing. He's the real deal. Okay, real guy. He comes out with this course, Forever Affiliate. I review the course. It looks fantastic to me. The price, the value for the price that he's charging is just off the hook. It's basically the perfect affiliate marketing course from my perspective. So I looked at that course at the time that it came out, and I still feel this way today. For the money that it costs to be part of that, to get that training, the video training, it was just an unbelievable value. I mean, literally, I don't know how many hours of video in this thing. Just, I think something like 60 videos or 50 videos, as I recall. And the whole thing cost under $100, if you weren't in the coaching part of the program. Really, really good value. So I had no trouble recommending it, and I still recommend it. I still think if you're looking to learn affiliate marketing, that is one of the absolute best ways to do it. And, you know, I still have people going through my link at latenightim.com/FA to buy that course. I mean, I still sell it, right? And even today, they listen to the old episodes and they buy through that link. You know, the question is, though, of the people that took advantage of that, and, you know, here's the really hard question, of the people that took advantage of that, how many people actually had success, and what did people think about it? You know, after, it's one thing for me to recommend something, which I did, and I still do, I still believe in that recommendation, but, you know, what is it exactly that I'm recommending? What actually is the result of that recommendation? And did people profit either personally from an education standpoint or financially from that recommendation? Did I make a good recommendation? So as a lot of you know, I, in my Facebook account, I created a special private group for people who bought through my link for Forever Affiliate. And I asked the question. I said, hey, I'm doing this episode where I'm going to talk about Forever Affiliate and what I plan to do moving forward with Forever Affiliate, which I will talk to you about as soon as we get through talking about this. And I want to address some of the questions. I want to know what you thought about it. I want to talk about the hard stuff. Let me know what you think. So I got some excellent responses from people. By the way, just to give you an idea of the size of this group, there are 73 members in this group. And so far I've got a handful of responses, something on the order of, let's see, 8 responses here. So here's what I'd say. Everyone who responded, I think without exception, said that they felt like the course material was good. The people that addressed that issue that responded to me said, hey, I think the course material is good. So I don't think anybody bought the Forever Affiliate course and said, hey, this is junk. I can't believe you recommended this. This doesn't make sense. You know, so I think the quality's there. So, and I know that, right? Because I reviewed it before I recommended it. A couple of people said that they bought the course, but didn't really do anything with it. And that's pretty typical. And, you know, in a lot of cases, they're saving it for later. And to some extent, I fall in this category. I mean, I started out with the plan of building 20 sites this year. I ended up actually fully completing zero sites. If, you know, if I'm really honest about my idea of what really complete sites are, I didn't really fully go through the program on even a single site. So I fall into this category. By the way, I'm the special case, right? Because, you know, most people who are doing something like Forever Affiliate, they've got a day job or whatever they're doing, and they're trying to find time to do Forever Affiliate on the side. I've got a day job. I do my podcast and the other stuff that I do like that on the side. And then on the side of that, I'm trying to do Forever Affiliate. And I still plan to do that. Again, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But, you know, sometimes I think when I think about that, it makes my head hurt. So I try not to think about it. So, but I, you know, there were a couple of people that said, hey, I liked the course, but the problem that I had was backlinking. And so we're going to address that, because in this course, in the Forever Affiliate course, it tells Andrew's very specific about the kind of backlinking he thinks you should do. And the thing that he was promoting for this course initially to start off with was, among other things, blog commenting, which his data is very clear. This seems to work pretty well, particularly now that a lot of things that used to work no longer work. Blog commenting's working pretty decently right now. And so, but it's a lot of work, and there wasn't really reliable, it's hard to find reliable blog commenting services, and the ones that you can find are kind of expensive. And so that put a lot of people off or slowed a lot of people down. I think there were some people, certainly judging by the responses in the Facebook group, that really was a kind of almost a showstopper. It put so much resistance into the system that they were not able to really make much progress beyond that. You know, Dan Franks, who I love dearly, he says, man, FA was an epic failure. He got his 5 sites up. He commented on all of them, didn't get any traction. So there were people like Dan who went through the program, did exactly what was said, and just for whatever reason, it just didn't work out for him, given what he did. And, you know, Dan's a pretty smart guy, so I'm pretty sure that, you know, he probably followed those instructions pretty well. So there's that. There's people who actually did the stuff that was recommended and didn't see results. But most of the people, and some people reported they did have some success. Loretta, my transcriptionist, who I love dearly, she followed the instructions, got some sales, and kind of broke even on her investment in the program. Didn't do much more than that, but hasn't really given up yet. And she struggles with link building. So you hear this a lot with these kind of sites. Hey, you know, I got this site, I've done everything right, but I need the traffic. That's really the issue. And traffic comes typically from building links. And so that's the big gap. My buddy, Chris, who's a longtime listener, you know, I say he's my buddy, we've never met, but he comments all the time, is very active on the Facebook fan page and so forth. Says that one of his feelings about the thing was it's just a long time between the start of the program and when you actually see results. And I know this is a problem with these kind of things in general, but, you know, Chris makes the point, look, it takes months, right? And by the time months comes around, it's really hard to maintain focus if you're trying to try and do this thing like Forever Affiliate. It's because, you know, you're putting all this effort in and you're not really seeing anything. And so that's an issue as well. Now, Andrew has some strategies around that, but in general, you know, it takes weeks and weeks, or, you know, some number of months typically on average before you're going to see results. And because nothing is 100% in this sort of thing, you're going to have some sites that don't have any results at all. And you're going to have some cases like Dan where, you know, you build five sites and nothing happens. And you just, you know, at that point, why go on? Right. So, you know, I think that's the reality of every course like this that I've ever been involved with, is that the percent success rate is pretty low. And most of it comes from people, you know, not really following through with the program. I say most of it, a lot of it comes from that. When you really talk to people, or you really say, hey, show me your site, you can see that they didn't really invest in the program from a time standpoint in the way that might have helped guarantee their success. But there are other people, and again, I'll mention Dan, like Dan or like Loretta, who build these sites and their results aren't epic. And in fact, I can't say that there's anyone that I'm aware of in my sample of 73 people that bought the course in the Facebook Facebook group that is claiming that they've had enormous epic success from this endeavor. So that's really concerning to me. I mean, it's concerning to me on several levels. One is, it's concerning from the standpoint that I recommended this course, right? So to some extent, even though I know that this is, this is solid material, the teaching's really good and it's really worth the money that's paid for it. What I'm really hoping to see from something like that is people building successful empires of businesses, right? And so, or a couple of sites that make a couple hundred dollars a month and going around and saying, wow, this is amazing. This stuff really works. I can really do this. And getting back to the first feedback that we dealt with from KB, is it possible for a guy like KB to take a program like Forever Affiliate and be successful building, you know, $3,000 a month income? And the answer is, I mean, hey, I'm an engineer. I do data, right? The answer is, based on the data, is it's not likely. So where does that leave us? I'm not really sure. But I will tell you, I know this stuff works because I do it myself. And so I think we're going to do some more of it and see what happens. So I've got four or five sites in some state of disrepair that I started with Forever Affiliate. I am going to go back and re-research those sites, make sure the keyword selections are still good. I am going to round out those sites to 10 sites. Now, my problem that I had with Forever Affiliate myself personally is similar to the problem that a lot of people had, is that when it got down to doing all this blog commenting and all taking care of all these other details, I just did not choose to find the time. I'm not going to say I didn't have the time. That's a trap. If you ever catch yourself saying, I don't have the time to do something, that's just a trap. You got to stop that. You have the time. You're choosing to do something else. And in my case, I don't know what the something else was, but this didn't get done. So what I'm going to commit to now is I am going to build 10 Forever Affiliate style sites by the end of the year. My original goal had been 20, but I'm going to get it out to 10. The thing that has changed that allows me to hope to complete this is that now I have the access to this Rank Crew service that from John Leger. So inside of the Rank Crew program, there is an option for blog commenting. And so I'm going to simply use my virtual assistant who lives in the Philippines and thankfully was not affected by this massive hurricane, which, you know, my day job, we have operations in the Philippines that were not hit by the hurricane. And, you know, my VA was safe from the hurricane. So I'm very, very thankful for that. But I'm going to ask my VA to help me build these sites out. I'm going to hire content writers to get the content out. And I am going to, do some SEO work, outsourced through Rank Crew, which you can find at latenightim.com/rankcrew. And we are going to track that on this show over the next 12 months. Now, I suspect I will get those sites up by the end of the year. That's my goal. I'm going to report to you on that and let you know how those go. And I am going to keep after this over the next several months into, you know, next summer, however long it takes. And I'm going to figure out for myself whether or not this can be made to work by somebody part-time like me who's working on this, you know, every once in a while trying to make it go. And I'm going to let you know about it because I feel like, you know, as a guy who recommended this product, supported people who were using it, and now is trying to use it myself, I owe you that much. So that's what we're going to do with regard to that. And that should be really, really interesting. And I hope that we'll find out some interesting results. Eventually, I will reveal, particularly the niches that fail and the sites that fail, I'll reveal those to you. Quite frankly, if I hit one and it starts making $1,000 a month, I probably won't tell you what it is. Hey, I'm just keeping it real here. But, you know, I will give you as much information as I possibly can as we go through this so that it's helpful to you. And I think that will be a really good experiment. So that's the Forever Affiliate update. By the end of the year, I will give you another update on Forever Affiliate and let you know exactly what's going on and where I am with my 10 sites and what the status is. And probably what we'll do is we'll come up with a, you know, some kind of monthly reporting metrics that we can go over where we talk about the site, the number, the, you know, like site 1 through 10, the amount of maybe the amount of money that I've spent on the site, where I am on the site, you know, what the traffic's looking like and the number of backlinks to the site and those kind of things. Maybe we can keep a little simple spreadsheet so we can keep track of that stuff. That's what we'll do for those 10 Forever Affiliate sites. And I hope you will enjoy that. By the way, one thing that I want to say here is that my experience is that many, many people are looking for a very specific formula that they can use to make money online. There's, you know, 47 steps or 32 steps or 19 steps. And if I follow these steps exactly, then I'm guaranteed to make money. I look at these keywords, I have, you know, this much search traffic and this much competition, and I build a website this way, and I build this many backlinks, and I do this and do that, and I check all these check boxes according to this exact recipe, then I will be successful. That's what a lot of people that I hear looking for stuff are actually looking for. They're looking for a recipe. My own personal experience as a guy who has tried to write such a recipe is that I can't even find that exact recipe for myself. Sometimes some stuff works and sometimes other stuff works. And most of the time A works and most of the time B doesn't work except when it does work. So my feeling is one of the great failings is that people are looking for this recipe that doesn't exist. So stop looking for the recipe. This is just kind of a little side piece of advice. understand what typically works and what typically doesn't work. Understand the big picture, but keep your eyes open for the specific things that are going to work for your particular situation, specific things that are going on in your market, specific knowledge or talents that you have, specific things that you can see in conversion data, specific opportunities that you can take advantage of, and take advantage of them in your niche. That's probably the big gap that no one ever talks about between people who are successful online and people who are not. The people that are successful are adapting to their particular situation. Okay, well, that wraps it up for today. I am hoping to be back on the air with you on Thursday, which will get me back on schedule for this weekly episode publication stuff. And that should be really exciting. So until then, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. And I hope that you will see this episode as me trying to separate from the hype and separate from guys who aren't telling the truth, and separate from guys who are telling the truth but are so incredibly talented that it's hard to reproduce their results. Trying to separate from those people and kind of keep it real about what your expectations ought to be with regard to internet marketing. Because if you can manage your expectations and keep them in check, you can be patient. And if you are patient, my experience is that you can be successful. As I've said many times, the only people that I know that have truly failed in internet marketing are people that have quit too soon. We'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right, so I always worry about doing episodes like that because it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a downer if you take it the wrong way. And I don't want to be the downer guy, but I also don't want to be the guy who only talks about the stuff that works, who never talks about all the other real stuff that goes on, who, you know, is claiming, making people feel like all this stuff is so easy. And if they're not getting it, it's because they're stupid. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy. So, if I bummed you out because I made it real, I made what I consider a realistic view of what it's really like online. Sorry. I mean, that's what it is. So I would love to hear what you think about all of this in the comments and the show notes. And next week, I promise to be happy guy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. there's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.